One thing's for sure. Nowhere in United States Supreme Court jurisprudence is it written that federal prisoners who wish to represent themselves during trial have a constitutional right to use a law library. The court wrote as much just a few days ago. Here's what the unsigned short opinion says. None of the defendants' cited cases identifies a source in our case law for the law library access right. Appeal denied. But as clear as that seems, it's not as clear as it seems. And to understand why, you'll need to hear the story of Joe Espicia. Mr. Espicia told a court in California a few years ago that he wished to represent himself during his trial for carjacking. It didn't go so well, and he was convicted. He appealed all the way through the California court system, arguing that he didn't have access to a law library until just before closing arguments in his case. His conviction, therefore, he argued, could not stand because the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution gives him the right to represent himself if he so chooses, and inherent in that right is law library access. When the California Supreme Court rejected his argument, he switched to the federal system and pursued a writ of habeas corpus. That writ gives prisoners a chance to argue in the federal system that their constitutional rights were violated in state courts. It's what gives death row inmates many appeals on the federal level, including those appeals that come at the last minute. In federal court, Mr. Espicia continued his argument that a Supreme Court case known as Ferretta v. California gave him a constitutional right to a law library. The only trouble is that Ferretta doesn't explicitly state that defendants are allowed such access. Oh, sure, the idea's there. Ferretta says that those who choose to represent themselves at trial have the right to make their defense. But it's not clear in the language that the making includes the right to a law library. The court mentions books only when it describes a monstrous punishment of being sent to prison without books or paper or pen. Even so, some courts have interpreted the Ferretta decision as giving prisoners the right to a law library. Other courts have refused such an interpretation. And now the Supreme Court agrees with the latter courts. The court has never decided, the justices wrote, that a prisoner has a constitutional right to a law library when he chooses to represent himself. And federal habeas relief must be based on clearly established Supreme Court precedent, or the defendant loses. What's so interesting about the case is that it doesn't necessarily mean that a person who chooses to represent himself doesn't have a constitutional right to a law library. It's just that the Supreme Court has never decided as much, and habeas petitions are no place to break new ground. It's now up to somebody somewhere to argue the law library access issue directly, if, of course, they have the books they need to make the argument. I'm Amy Guida.